Well, I actually, over the last number of years, I was actually a Section 39 worker myself. I was working for a disability group within Sligo. I was administrator for a number of years, but I'm still involved with that disability group. And I do know from the staff. And it hurts me to think of the work that the staff does and that they're not treated the same fairly as their counterparts who are Section 38 workers, even though a lot of these people have an awful lot more experience than I work with Section 39 workers. But those that would have less years, less experience, are still coming out at the end of it with better working conditions financially and physically.
And what would you like to see the government do next to address this pay gap?
The government is very, very slow to drag their feet, because if they see something out there and they think it's working, they'll keep it in place. It doesn't matter how unfair it is. And it's the likes of me that needs to be highlighting this. The unions, I do know, has been involved in this and they've been fighting for this over the years. But I think it's our job as local politicians is to keep it at the forefront and keep the pressure on governments in relation to this aspect.